much, you know, the homes have been crumbling down, and it's because of the money and all what is going on. It's not easy to bring money to home. How am I going to have a family and take care of kids? But, you know, if we are going to see a lot of things today from God's perspective, and we are going to come against the tide of the society, okay? Against what the society says, and what this culture says, and what the Word of God says. So the Word of God says here, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. It is good to find a wife, and it is good to marry, and it is good because he obtains a favor from the Lord. It's a blessing to have a wife. It's a blessing to have children, okay? Because God ordained the family. Alright, now, thinking on that, so I'm just thinking here, a lot of people say, this doesn't apply to me, but it's a good thing to have a wife. But when you look at Ephesians chapter 5, we are going to go through verse 25 today. Ephesians 24. And it says here, now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. So we are going to continue where we stopped last week. Submission. God had ordained submission. You know, God has ordained order. And with the order comes submission. And why is it that Paul begins with wives here first? And remember, wives or the women are the weaker sex in a sense. If you turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7, 1 Peter 3 7 says here, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. So the Peter here in the Word of God says they are the weaker vessel. Why is it they are called the weaker vessel? Is it because that Eve first was gullible to Satan, and is it because of that they are called the weaker vessel? No, I don't think so. No. Is it because they are called weaker because they are intellectually weaker than a husband? No, absolutely not. It's nothing to do with intellectual capacity. Or is it because they are morally weaker? No. It's they are weaker physically. Okay? They are weaker physically. That's why it's called weaker sex. Okay? Physically, they are weaker. Because if we remember, woman came from where? Not from straight from the earth where God created like Adam, but woman came from the man. So, when he says here, wives, submit to your husband, it doesn't mean that husband is better than the wife. Okay? Doesn't mean that the husband is better or superiority to the wife. Well, it doesn't mean that the husband, God loves the husband more than the wife. It doesn't mean that anything like that nature. But if you look, husband and wife have the same human nature. Okay? Woman is made out of the man first. Woman is made out of man. So woman came from the man. So you need to submit to man. So there is order and submission where God has given in the Holy Word of God. Now, before we go a little bit further, I want to show you, even in the Godhead, there is submission. If God has given submission within the Godhead, how much more it is applied to the home? If you remember that in the Bible that the Father and the Son Okay, that Father and the Son, in John chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. We are one. That means they are same in nature. They are equal in nature. Alright? They are equal in power. They are equal in glory. They are equal in honor. They are equal in majesty. So they are in nature, in substance, they are the same. Alright? But they have different roles. There is submission within the Godhead. Alright? Just like the woman and the husband and wife, in nature, they are the same. But there are different submissions, there are different roles that you need to submit. In the Godhead, there is subordination. If you turn with me to John chapter 4, verse 34. John 4, 34. John chapter 4, verse 34. Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Here we see Jesus is submitted to the Father. Okay, although they are same nature, there is a subordination, there's a submission here. It's a different role here. And also, turn with me to John chapter 5, verse 23. John 5, 23. That all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son, does not honor the Son who sent him. Even though there is subordination, okay, they are equal, there is a different way of honoring. We honor the Son, we honor the Father. Okay? So, the higher the authority doesn't mean the higher authority does not dominate the lower person. You understand? That's why John 5, 23 says, the high authority doesn't dominate the lower person. So the husband